The final act returns to the massive exterior settings of the opening of the opera. We are in the square before St. Basil's Church in Moscow, where the deacon has officially anathematized the pretender Dmitri. A group of street urchins tease a simpleton who responds with a nonsensical song about the moon shining and a kitten crying. Boris and his retinue emerge from the church and are besieged by a crowd of peasants begging the Tsar for bread. The urchins steal the simpleton's kopeck, and the simpleton appeals directly to the Tsar, asking him to murder the urchins just as he murdered the Tsarevich. Shuisky and the boyars are scandalized, but Boris believes the simpleton is a holy man and asks for his blessing. "I cannot," the simpleton answers. "I must not pray for Tsar Herod. Weep, weep for the soul of poor Russia."
Thank you.
Mussorgsky omitted this powerful scene in his revised version, instead adding a scene after the death of Boris in which the pretender Dmitri marches on Moscow. As the troops decamp, they leave behind the simpleton, who thus ends the opera with his tears for the pain of Mother Russia. This is very different, both more universal and less personal than the original version, which ends with the death of Boris. The boyars meet to condemn the pretender and his followers, but Boris's reign has run its course. Pimen comes before the assembly, telling him that the reappearance of Dmitri is a miracle. Boris is dying. He says goodbye to his son and begs forgiveness from God, as the orchestra echoes a crushed reiteration of themes from his coronation.
Простите. Простите.